Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome in the latest episode of Five on the Floor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel. That is free every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Also, check out the Five Reasons YouTube channel. That's where, for some reason, people wake up early in the morning on a Sunday and 8,000 of them view a show hosted by one of our guests here today about USA basketball. So if other people are watching, you should too. Or maybe you shouldn't. But anyway, subscribe to the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Also, check out the fivereasonssports.com website. Dolphins coverage starting this week. We are credentialed to training camp. Just got that officially. So make sure that you check out all the content from our guys, Alfredo, Juan, Lewis, and everybody else who works over on the Dolphin side of Five Reasons. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. I just ordered some more yesterday because I can't sleep without it. Therapistpreferred.com, therapistpreferred.com. Use the code 5 Reasons. That's the number 5 Reasons. This is a CBD company founded in 2019 by a physical therapist to maximize performance and recovery for active people. 100% THC free and third-party lab verified, so you're not going to get dinged on a drug test. Don't worry about it. All the products are made in the U.S. with cutting-edge technology from organically grown hemp. The most popular products, the CBD sports cream, again, for your recovery after your workouts, anything else that you do. Also, the strawberry lemonade gummies, that's my favorite, and the green apple gummies. Use the code 5 Reasons. That's the number 5 Reasons, R-E-A-S-O-N-S, for 25% off your order, plus free shipping on all orders. That's therapistpreferred.com. Use the code, the number 5 Reasons. And now, today's episode.
Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's about to have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back on Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan on a Sunday. Getting this episode likely to you on a Sunday night. I've got Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. I've got the host of our Post Up 5R show on the YouTube channel, Royal A. Shepherd. We were all together earlier this morning. I have since taken a shower. Not that you really care because you're listening to a podcast right now. But we've got a premise that was actually brought to us by Royal Shepherd's, one of his co-hosts on Clutch Corner, Adam Barai, who from one of his 75 Twitter accounts tweeted this, okay? I feel like Barai's like hiding in a closet from people. Like he just doesn't want anybody to find him. You know, somebody on the Heat actually asked me if he's a real person.
Yeah. That's funny.
Okay, let's get to it. I'm not really sure if he is. Let's get to it. What's the best player you can get with this package? Tyler Hero, Precious Achiuwa, KZ Akpala, 2 first-round picks, 3 pick swaps, and expiring contracts, which essentially in this case would mean probably a team option taken on Goran Dragic and Andre Iguodala or some combination of both. So here it is again, and I'm going to throw it to Greg. Greg is actually going to run point in this episode because Royal and I were fighting over point guard on the last one, so we're going to play off the ball. Tyler Hero, Precious Achiuwa, KZ Akpala, 2 first-round picks, which of course we know are hard for the Heat to get, 3 pick swaps, and expiring. So this is a big package, 2-3 young players, including one who's established, 2 who have the chance to sort of elevate in summer league and are playing for the Nigerian team now, and then picks, pick swaps, and expiring contracts for flexibility and to make the deal work. Greg, go. Give me some players.
First, we've talked a lot about wrestling the point guard duties between the three of us on the pregame or the postgame team Team USA show. I just want to clarify to our listeners, I think I'm the only one of us three that was a varsity high school point guard himself. So I may be the most qualified for these duties. But so that package that Adam kind of threw out into the atmosphere yesterday, that's essentially like, so if we're, I'm setting some basic assumptions here. This is basically the all-inclusive, the best package Miami could ever throw together right now, all, a compilation of all of their assets. So that's where we're at. The first name I'm going to throw out to you folks is the one that I think Heat fans love the most, and I think we're going to be able to move on quickly. Does it get you Bradley Beal?
Now here's the question. Are you asking, does it get you, or would you do it for Bradley Beal? Because those are two different, we probably should answer both of them, but
questions. Any name I tee up, I would probably do the deal for it. I'll just make that declaration now.
But for sure, if you're talking about Bradley Beal, then you absolutely do the deal 10 times out of 10. Will it get us Bradley Beal? Absolutely not. We're going to get outbid easily for his services. So I don't think that's something that we should even, you know, put too much stock in, even if we were able to acquire that.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing I think we got to look at with all these teams as we talk about players that the Heat may be able to acquire them from is – what is not just the value of the package in terms of talent that the team is getting, but in terms of the team's position, right? Okay. So I'm looking at Washington and I'm like, why would you, I don't know. I don't think the plan was to go completely backwards there, like down to the bottom. And I also don't know that Tyler Hero makes a difference in that market. I think there are certain markets that Tyler Hero might make a difference in. We can think of what some of those are. I don't think that his presence in DC would draw people out there. So I don't think that's a perk. I've never heard of them have any particular interest in KZ or Precious. And I don't think that the picks that the Heat would be able to acquire would be high enough for Washington to make the deal worth it. I just think there are other teams, particularly if Beal is not committal to Miami or nowhere else, I think there are other teams that could jump in with a much more significant package. Again, a lot of these, we're going to say the same thing. Philadelphia could jump in with a much more compelling package. I mean, whether you're starting with Ben or not, you've got Tybull, you've got Maxey. Those two guys alone, I think, are probably as attractive or more attractive than the young pieces the Heat are throwing in. And they have more flexibility to get another guy, so or no, more picks. So would I do it? Yes. Is it going to happen? No.
Gosh, that was a Before we go into that, just to his point, it's like if you have KZ Akpala in this deal, why would Washington want him when they have Rui Hachimura, who's like a better version of KZ Akpala already?
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and I think, Ethan, you bring up a good point that like each situation is going to be a little bit different. Like y'all spent way more time talking about Bradley Beal than I thought we were going to. I thought we were going to be like one word answers and we move right on. Cause I don't think that, I think everyone knows we would get outbid, but here are the things. And we're going to pivot to the next guy that I think will spark different conversation is that like, if Beal doesn't get dealt at the beginning of this season or in the off season and it's the trade deadline and he has an option on that next on the next year. So like Washington feels the pressure of if we don't deal this guy by February 20th or whatever that date is, like he may walk. Then the complexion of like somebody's leverage and what they would turn their nose up changes a bit. So anyway, moving on, Zach LaVine. Does it get you Zach LaVine?
Does it get you Zach LaVine? All right, I'll start here. I think there's a better chance of it getting you Zach LaVine than Bradley Beal. Let's start there. Chicago, though, is in a strange position where I feel like they want to compete now also. They've gone long enough without competing. They made the trade for Vucevic. That's not a down-the-line type deal. That's a win-now deal. So to me, the only way that they're going to move LaVine is if they know he's not going to resign and they're going to get a ready to win now play. I see them as making more of an Indiana type move for LaVine, where you see Indiana had Paul George. They didn't go totally backwards. They brought in Oladipo and Sabonis. Then they traded Oladipo. They brought in LaVert. Like they've always tried to maintain a level of competitiveness with the players that they bring in. I don't think that they're in that position. Also, that Denver GM, he came from Denver. He's assistant GM from Denver, who came to Chicago. His reputation, I don't think, is to sell back to the down to the bottom. Denver, he didn't do that. So I honestly don't think it gets you LaVine. Would I do it?
Ooh, interesting. Royal, would you do it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'd do it. I'd do it in a heartbeat. Zach LaVine, and I think it's because the ghost formerly known as Adam Barai has convinced me several times over that Zach LaVine is a young guy making, what, $18 million this year, and he's scoring 25 to 28 points a game. He's that three-level scorer that Miami desperately needs. So I would definitely do it, but Ethan stole my point. There's no way that Chicago is in on this after trading for Vooch. I legitimately think that they're going to try and trade, go the point guard route too, to try and get somebody in the camp like that who can help them that way.
And also remember, when you're making this deal, you're essentially, from the Heat side, you are all in now on this. Like, you don't have anything else. Like, this is it.
Jimmy's window. This is your team.
And I'm watching Zach LaVine today in the Olympics, and I love the talent. I love the progress he's made. I don't think people realize what a good three-point shooter he's become. I'm also watching him get cooked defensively, and I think that the Heat could fix some of that. Yeah. But I don't know defensively, other than his athleticism, that he's that much of an upgrade over what they have. I as a scorer, yes. Three-level scorer, yes. But I don't know if he's the guy you go all in on. So I would say I would probably do it, but I'm not as convinced as Adam and Royal on that. But I don't think Chicago's touching it.
Well, another thing about it is that Zach LaVine kind of he's one of those players that fits both windows. So he's a player that helps you now in terms of trying to compete during Jimmy's window. And he's young enough to still be here during Bam's window. So that kind of pushes me over the edge, I guess, a little bit farther than where you are. Mm-hmm.
That's a really great point. And before I even tee up the next set of players, because I think we'll go to break before I tee up the I have a few other ones up my sleeve here. I think we should just do a quick brainstorm session. Like, who's a team that actually is looking to accept a rebuilding package? Like, that may actually help us identify who is the attainable player, because like we've just gone through this list of teams, and everybody, we can poke holes in the fact that everybody wants to compete. Right. So it's like,
well, Greg, I think there are fewer teams that are in that position because of what we just saw. I think this past season, although there should be a little bit more normalcy, the fact that a Phoenix could go from out of the playoffs to the finals, and the fact that Milwaukee makes a couple of tweaks and they go over the edge and win the championship, I think there are teams. I think more teams think they can contend now than probably any in recent years. There is no dominant force unless you think that the Nets are suddenly all going to get healthy, which nobody really believes. So I don't think there's a lot of teams that are in the strip down phase as much as there were. There are just teams that are bad. I mean, that are in this perpetual, sadness, like Cleveland. But I don't.
There is
know
one that comes to mind, though. Mm-hmm. There is one that comes to mind, though, and that's Toronto. Yes. They're getting rid of Lowry, and then you heard the reports about them trying to get rid of Pascal Siakam, and then you know how Musa Ujiri is about his African players, so you get two players on Team Nigeria.
Tease. I know that's on Craigslist, so wait on it. Let's get to after.
That's what happens when you get two hosts on the show, man. I can just feel the vibes already. Till we get,
oh my God, he took the ball from Dwayne. All right, that's okay. No problem. We're going to tell you about another great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Actually, this one promotes on Royal's show also. That's manscaped.com. Use the code 5RSN. Get that 20% off at manscaped.com. You also get free shipping. And no, it's not just the shaver. You can also get the cologne and everything else that they offer. You go to manscaped.com, 5RSN. Just check everything else out that they have there. I have to give you the tagline here. This is part of the deal. Your balls will thank you. Anyway, let's get to it. Royal, you do that better than I do on the show, so that's fine.
This is true.
They did give me a cool T-shirt, though, and I actually wore it out in public for the first time yesterday. So make sure you use that code 5RSN. All right, let's get to it, Greg. Next one.
Yeah, so we're going to lean right into where Royal was going, because I think this is actually my personal most viable / favorite option, and I'm going to tell you a little bit why when we make the roundabout here. But I'm going to package these guys together. It's not just Siakam. It's Kyle Lowry and Siakam. It's kind of – you may have to have different mechanisms with which to get both of those guys, but it would be all encompassing of these assets to attain those two. So that, I personally love this option, and I'd love to hear, do you guys think it's viable and would you do it?
I think it's both viable and I would absolutely do it. I think this is probably one of the best case scenarios for Miami this offseason if Toronto is serious about moving on from Siakam. then you do anything that you can to try and go all in on that package. He's already got chemistry with Lowry, and he fits the void that we have at the four in terms of somebody who can shoot it and they can defend. They can switch. He can rebound. He just checks all the boxes for us. And so I'm all in on a package like that if we can get it done.
Yeah, me also. And I know that there was some concern, I guess, about Pascal as a three-point threat. And I think that's come up because obviously you want a three-point threat next to Bam. He will shoot it, but he doesn't shoot it at a particularly high percentage. But if you're looking at the team that they could construct with those two guys, you have a little bit of everything on both ends. I mean, and you're adding another plus defender to the starting lineup, which is not something that we're necessarily talking about with a lot of these other deals. We're talking about guys who are offense first. I know that there are the jokes about Pascal being in the spin zone and he's got one move and it doesn't work in the playoffs. And I get all of that, but you're also talking about a guy who came into the league really with no skill set, turned into an all-star in a very good developmental system. One of the best developmental systems in the league, along with Miami. He would fit, I think, culturally very well with the Heat. And again, if you're adding Lowry also, this is part of what we talk about with the windows, right? Like, so you were talking about Zach LaVine's window. Well, with Lowry and Pascal, you kind of cover both windows. You have the win now guy with Jimmy, but you have another guy to grow with Bam. And as the two of them grow together, then as Jimmy fades out a little bit, or maybe becomes the third option, or maybe Kyle retires.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You can build out in the backcourt as you go. So I like it. Now, the question with Toronto is, I don't know how willing Masai is to totally punt, because I don't feel like Lowry is punting, because we've kind of known he's not going to be there. And it was sort of a strange move with Masai not to trade him at the time. Right. But and Pascal is a punting move.
Shams in The Athletic reported today that Toronto is highly interested in Jared Allen and that they've tried to trade for him in the past. Let's say that they were able to find a way to get him. I could see them. And then, like, there's also been reports of them maybe potentially being interested in a guy like Duncan Robinson, for instance. Like, I think they could sell Jared Allen and Duncan Robinson surrounding Fred VanVleet and, you know, the OG and the guys that they have going there, and the pick, and kind of that's,
and Gary
not
Trent
a
Jr. too, who they acquired for Norman,
right,
Powell,
good call.
Which is, but you see, the Gary Trent move,
they're like the same player.
But see, that's my point about Masai, is that he's not going to go totally back. I mean, he moved Norm Powell, but he brought in Gary Trent Jr., who, you know, was kind of in a similar, that they're that type of team. They're not a go backwards. So it's got to be about making another move and maybe making a decision. And there were some rumors about this late last year that Nick Nurse and Pascal were not on the same page. And if that's the case, then it would make a little bit more sense to do it. From a Heat perspective, I don't see any downside to that. I think, Greg, your idea, which you've talked about this being a reshuffling summer, like 05, where Pat's trying to get multiple pieces to fit and just give the thing a new energy around Bam and Jimmy. Like, that's the kind of trade, although I'm on a higher level than getting Jason Williams, Antoine Walker, and, you know, James Posey and Gary Payton at that stage, that fits it, right? It's getting you two guys. We're not getting Bradley Beal, Dame Lillard, Kawhi, but we're getting you two guys who have been all-stars in the league and champions. I mean, I think they certainly can make that case.
Is it a stretch to say that makes Miami one of the top three defensive teams in the league to have those two come onto the roster?
Hell, no.
I don't think so at all. Plus, you've eliminated, to make this trade, I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, you've taken Hero off the court.
Yeah. Right.
And you're probably taking none off the court. And you're taking Dragic off the court. So just by simple addition by subtraction on the defensive end, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to sneak one in here, piggybacking off of what Ethan just said. And then we're going to go to the final one, because I think that that's where I'm going to sneak in the nuance that is necessary for this topic. So it was reported also by Shams that, this was Jake Fisher, excuse me, that the Utah Jazz are looking as one of the few teams in the league that is looking to move playoff tested talent. The names that came up, although they are interested in keeping Mike Conley around, was Bojan Bogdanovic, Royce O'Neal, and Joe Inglis. And so, Ethan, to your point about that 05 trade with the Posey Walker thing, like if you were to get, like, I'm just going to, not that they'd get all three, but just for the purposes of this discussion, let's say that they could get Inglis, O'Neal, and Bogdanovic for a package, even though I know that like they're looking to win now, maybe it's a three-team deal or something like that. Would you accept if you emptied out the clip for that kind of supporting cast and it's three guys, is that worth doing at this juncture?
I mean, you need Kyle though. I see, that's the thing. It still doesn't solve that problem, right? Because
you're right.
Royce O'Neal is a Heat type player. I mean, he fits the, you know, I mean, there's guys like that all around the league that I'm like, okay, that guy could play for the Heat. We've talked about, you know, a lot of those guys. I like Joe Inglis a lot. He's not a point guard though. Like when he tried to play point with Conley out, it was atrocious. Now they had Bogdanovic at one point. They traded him on draft night. I think Bogdanovic could do a lot of the things that Duncan does, but with more of an, more of a ball handling, you know,
cheaper,
and he's cheaper. Right. And if you're going to let Duncan go, then it fills it. So I think all three of those pieces fit the Heat really well. They fit Jimmy, but I still think they need.
Royal's making a bad face.
And then you will say yes to this one.
I'm not going to say yes to this because Bojan to me feels like old Tyler Hero. Like, I don't want him. Like, look, it's fine. Like you're saying, they're supporting pieces, but you don't give up Tyler Hero that many first round picks for that combination of players, two or three of them. Like, even if we're getting all three, you don't give that up. I'm with you. Like, when I'm not doing that. I don't even think the Heat do it. And I don't even remember what the other question was, but that answer is no too.
Well, Utah, no, the other question was, would the other team do it? I think Utah might look at it. To be honest.
Utah would do it to put Tyler and some other young talent around Donovan Mitchell. Like,
because it would enable them to keep Conley. Like, that's essentially, they would try to lower
their
payroll.
Tyler becomes a sixth man there, right? Because Conley, I mean, he essentially takes the Inglis role, right?
Yeah.
Or does he start?
Or
no, I don't think he's.
I mean, him and Clarkson. What? I don't know how that works. So I mean, like, this is leading perfectly into where I'm gonna go with.
All right.
This
well, before you go there, I got one more sponsor to tell people about. So we'll do that, and then we'll get to where you want to go here. MyBookie.ag. You want to bet on what Greg was gonna say next? Use the code 5. The world of sports. The off season may be a time to relax, regroup after a hard fought season. But playing with MyBookie gives you the choice to decide when your season begins and ends. You can still play hundreds of games and leagues from around the world, whether it's a game day parlay or a long shot winner. MyBookie's got you covered. Got the Olympics on there right now. Use the code 5, FIVE. You receive up to $1,000 in bonus money when you make your first deposit. That's $1,000 in extra cash when you make your first deposit with MyBookie using the promo code 5. So again, no NBA right now for a little while, but plenty of other stuff to gamble on, including MMA. If you want advice on any of that, check out our guys, Alex Dono, J-Rod, and all the rest of them on our Fight Reasons section of 5 Reasons. But go to mybookie.ag and use that code FIVE. Get yourself a bonus. All right, let's get to it. I know you've got something nuanced you want to say here, so go for it.
So if it was a week before the draft in 2019 and we did this exercise on a podcast and we brought the Heat's best package to the table, we would have said like Jay Rich, Justice Winslow, whatever picks were in the pipeline at that time, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And we would have gone and we have done this exercise and we would have looked around the league and we would have said they couldn't get any of the top players. And then 2 weeks later, they would have traded for Jimmy Butler and got him on a max deal. So all
and got rid of Hassan and got rid of
and Hassan. Got rid of Hassan, which I
mean, greatest like, offseason of all time.
Correct. So yeah. I know people who have that as their head, that transaction as their header photo on Twitter, which is hilarious. I think shout out Frankie G on that. So anyway, where I'm going with that is that I just want to caution people as to, you can't look at this in a vacuum, that like circumstances matter. All of a sudden, if teams make their moves early in the offseason and then like teams that utilize their assets are no longer in the running, all of a sudden Miami's package looks different, timing, player sentiment. Like, so I just, at some point we have to acknowledge that there's a gray area here. And where I'm going with that is, like, let's say that Dame gets moved all of a sudden in a package and Portland decides they need to kind of strip it down before they can build it back up. Although they are an anti-tanking kind of organization, could that package get you CJ McCollum? Question mark.
Yes.
Would you want to, do you trade that package for CJ McCollum?
No, I don't. I don't think I'd trade for CJ McCollum.
Is there another player on Portland
that you wouldn't trade that package for CJ?
I wouldn't trade that package for CJ McCollum. I think it's too many picks to throw at them for CJ McCollum.
What if you got McCollum, Covington, and DJJ? I'm just throwing together three players that
I would.
Like,
I would do it if I
perks me up a little.
Yeah, I would do it if I got Covington and DJJ back. Like, I would definitely throw that package at him. But for CJ McCollum on his own, I don't think I would do that. He doesn't check enough boxes for me. He doesn't help us defensively. The only thing he helps us as is a three level scorer. So, I mean,
isn't Hero's upside CJ McCollum? Haven't we discussed this before? Isn't that his ultimate upside?
That's his best case scenario.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, if all things break his way, sure. But like, no,
I'm just saying that that's his ultimate upside. And that's not a bad thing. CJ McCollum has averaged 23 points over the past six seasons.
It's not a bad thing. I just don't think Tyler can reach that.
There's one other guy you haven't mentioned, Greg, though.
I knew that you'd poke holes.
I got a guy too.
The guy in New Orleans, would you do all of that for Brandon Ingram?
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah. And I'll take Steven Adams and Eric Bledsoe.
Yes.
Bring them down.
Yes, absolutely. You stole my guy, Ethan. But yes, that is exactly
what we've talked about.
But
your New Orleans, guy.
See, this is the issue. This is the issue, guys. So, and we won't spend a lot of time here. New Orleans, they can't afford to take a rebuild package. They can't. Oh. Like David Griffin will be fired and sent out the door, and he's a good GM. So, like, they need contributors. So that's another thing. Maybe in this scenario, Goran and Iggy are playoff contributors that you opt into to accept more money on the Miami side.
Or maybe you replace one of the players that you have in there with Duncan Robinson. If you replace one of those names with Duncan Robinson, then maybe.
And you know who David Griffin refers to as his son, Goran Dragic. No. So there's a relationship there. There's a relationship there from Phoenix. But yeah, when I saw the rumored trade today, I think it was Jake Fisher suggesting that New Orleans, and it sounds like it's pretty far along. It sounds like one of those deals that may already be done, which is that New Orleans is willing to basically move down seven slots in the draft just to dump Eric Bledsoe on Memphis.
Who doesn't have cap space, I don't think. So it's like when you say dump, it's probably for an expiring deal.
An expiring contract. And I guess from Memphis's perspective, it's to give Ja a more reliable backup, I guess. But just from New Orleans's perspective, that seems to be also like a move to kind of clear some space to bring somebody in. And let me put it this way. I wouldn't be surprised at all if New Orleans ends up with somebody that's currently on the Heat. I feel like that's where this is headed. There's been too much smoke with Duncan. I know obviously there's Dragic interest there, and that would make some sense with Zion, I think, in terms of accelerating Zion's timeline. So I think all of that's possible. But yes, for Brandon Ingram, I would do it. I do think you're talking about a third guy who is, again, we talk about timeline. He's on Bam's timeline, but he's made an all-star team. Like that's, you know what I'm saying? Like it's a little bit different. Like he could play on Jimmy's timeline too.
Memphis does have cap space. Sorry, guys.
They do. Okay. Well, I just think I would not be surprised at all if New Orleans and Miami, that something happens between the two of them. I think that's a possibility. Is there another name that we're forgetting? I mean, that package is not getting you Lillard, okay? It's not, you know, so is there somebody else out there, Greg, that we think could?
Okay, here's one. Would you unload the clip for Malcolm Brogdon, Miles Turner, and a wing of some sort, Justin Holiday or some kind of wing?
Yep. Who they also like.
Royal making a stank face.
I like Brogdon, and I like the Miles Turner fit next to Bam, to be perfectly honest with you.
I don't know if Bam would, but yeah.
I don't know either, but it's the picks for me. I think the picks and the pick swaps is what's making me hesitant, and I think that's going to make it a no for me. If I can't hold on to some of those assets, I don't think I'm willing to dump all of those assets into that trade.
Philosophically, though,
It makes sense.
If Pat gets his hands on the picks, he doesn't care about the picks.
Oh, listen,
right?
If right. Pat figures out a way to unlock the ability to trade five or six first rounders, listen,
he's trading five or six first rounders. Now,
if he can figure out a way to get six first round picks, right. he will be the GM or the executive that is known for trading the most first round picks for a player ever.
There will be a Riley rule, like there's a Stepien rule.
You're right.
Like, instead of can't trade them in back to back years, now it's going to be you can't trade more than two in one season. Because Pat's going to trade them until 2070. He's going to let Spoelstra's son deal with it, basically, at that stage. Okay. You know, I just think philosophically, it just becomes not being able to use those picks you acquire for anything else. But there's not going to be a hesitation. I mean, I tell this story all the time, and then we can kind of close this out. You know, when the Justice Winslow offer was made by Boston, okay, and Danny Ainge, Pat turned to Adam Simon in the room and said, "You always want the picks or the player?" And Adam said, "The player." But you think with all those assets, willing to trade the picks?
I mean, all I'll say is that Boston, with all those assets, and it kind of closes, it ties a bow on this conversation. The team with the most assets is not the team that gets all the guys.
It's true. Who do you think is most likely for that package?
Oh, wow. Putting me on the spot here. Honestly, I think that the Toronto situation is the one to monitor.
Yeah, I do too. I do. But I also think New Orleans is going to end up with the
Toronto
Heat
one,
somewhere.
New Orleans too.
Yeah. I think that, you know, the other issue though is smart GMs sometimes don't want to deal with other smart GMs. And Riley, Andy making a trade with Masai, it's like, I don't know. It's like making a trade with Presti. There are like six or seven GMs in the league that it's like, you're not going to get over on them. Okay. So it's just all a question of, are you giving them something they need from a timeline perspective? That's it. You're not going to get over from them from ripping them off. There are no Sacramento Kings in the equation here. Or the old Knicks. When you're dealing with a Toronto, you're dealing with an OKC, you know,
Where's Elton Brand when you need him?
Elton wanted to keep Jimmy. It was Josh Harris and Brett Brown who didn't want to keep Jimmy. I know that 1,000%. So Elton got pushed aside, but that wasn't Elton's fault. I'm just to clarify, that's another guy in Philly you don't really want to do a deal with, except that his ego is so big that sometimes there are teams that I've been told can take advantage of that. But as far as talent evaluation and stuff, Daryl's another one that's sort of on that short list. But I just think with Masai, you're not getting over on Masai. And Masai just signed the big contract to stay too. So, you know, he's not looking to go out the door. All right, Greg, thank you for running point. I'm taking the ball back. Royal, thank you for running point this morning. I'm taking the ball back. Follow up at Royal A. Shepherd, Greg Sylvander, manscaped.com, 5RSN, 5RSN. Therapistpreferred.com, 5 reasons. Follow our new account, 5 reasons promos. You'll get all of these promo accounts. We'll be back later in the week.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons of Sports Network.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.